Well, it wasn't that hard, was it, to pull me in hook, line, and lead? Well, you speak well, I love it. You got your words stuck in my head. Yeah, you're blowing me flowers. You're blowing me what you need. You're pulling me down, well, pull me up, blow me back something, something real on me. Man, you're killing me, you're killing me, you're killing me. Can't you see that you're killing me, you're killing me, you're killing me? Hold me, man, you're killing me, you're killing me, you're killing me. Can't you see that you're killing me, you're killing me, you're killing me? Ooh, yeah, you're killing me, you're killing me.
You're killing me. That is Killing Me by me. This is the Should Be Known podcast. We're on episode 20. Welcome here. I'm Clayton Pixton. Hope you like that. Killing Me. I think it's fun. But today we're going to talk about, see how I jump right in? Other people, you have to wade through commercials and stuff. And since I don't have commercials, you don't have to do that. But isn't that great for you? All right, so we're going to talk about today a few things. It's going to be a little difficult for me, but I'm going to do my best to keep my thoughts organized and to keep you entertained. I don't really think that's why you're here. That's partly why you're here, maybe. I like to be entertained on podcasts, but I think you want to learn something. I think you want to exercise your brain. I think that's why you're here. Am I right? I think so. And you can't learn this stuff. I don't know where else you can learn it. I haven't seen it somewhere else. I'm not really regurgitating stuff. This is, to me, breaking new ground. Watch now, I'm going to find an author who's like written all about this stuff. But I don't think so. I don't really think so. If I do, great. But and I'll let you know. But not counting on that. Okay. So I was thinking about the other day how these ideas, whether they should or shouldn't be known to the populace. You know what I mean? I was thinking about YouTube. I think some people would say that since every case of depression is different and maybe anxiety, it's no use to try to help people on kind of a large scale learn these things for themselves, because you really need to just see a professional and that's it. And I think professionals are great, can be great. The hope is that they're great, of course. I think we all know that it's not perfect, though. They're not, you have kind of wildly different approaches, which, you know, you can be productive with different things, I think. And I don't have enough experience with the professional world to really have a great, trusting, warm, fuzzy feeling about it, or positive knowledge that it's all up a creek. I'm sure that's not the case. But don't you think there are things we can learn for ourselves? I was thinking about YouTube. If you are a DIY person, you know that you can do certain things yourself. And one of them that I think of is car mechanics. Okay, YouTube is a great resource if you're trying to fix something on your car. Why? Because somebody has been through that process before and they can reference something and you can look it up and it can be exactly what you need, and you can do lots of things yourself. If you have a mind for it, you can do lots of things yourself on a car. You can do everything there is to do if you have the tools and you want to do that. And I realize that it's not quite the same with working on your own psyche, because inherent in whatever you're doing is a certain blindness, which we've talked about. We've talked a lot about self-deception and how, boy, I think I've mentioned that whatever you think to do in that state of mind, the true escape for your situation or the solution escapes you when you're in that mental state. That's just how it goes. That's the nature of self-deception. That's the nature of all these psychological issues. So an outside perspective can be great. But there's a lot you can do yourself, I would contend. So I would say let knowledge flow freely as far as that goes. Let's do whatever we can to let people help themselves and not to brush aside professionals. That can be great, surely, but we don't have 24/7 access to professionals. I'm sure it's difficult for some people, but you can have information a lot easier. Surely that can be a great service to our fellow man to do that. Okay, that's the end of that thought. I was reading in a book, and there are not too many books that talk about this stuff, but I was reading in a book that since we're actively producing our emotional problems, we can eliminate them at their source. So there's a few issues with this that I see. One is that, to me, our emotional problems, that has to include depression and anxiety, right? And in which case, you're saying that we can eliminate depression and anxiety through the means discussed in this book, is what it says. So the means discussed in the book is basically ceasing to go against the light that we go against when we self-deceive and go along that whole road. So then you're saying that the cause of our emotional problems is going against the light. I'm going to use that term. That's just the term I'm going to use right now. So going against the light, you deceive yourself, justify yourself for going against that light. It's part of it. And you make the world a different place. You paint it in a way that it's not, causes you to get angry or defensive or victimized or, you know, everything else, to me, including depressed or anxious. But if you make that the cause of your emotional problems, then you make that the solution, right? It's like Wendy Trainer said, the cause of depression is this, therefore the solution is this. And they're tied, right? So if you make, I'm trying to avoid a certain term here. If you make going against the light the cause, then you make the solution be stopping going against the light. So that's the solution that implies. And that's the solution that is implied. But that means everything else you do, every kind of action, any kind of concrete action or any other kind of action besides going against the light, is futile. And I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's right. I think it's tempting to think that, well, since everything can be done two ways, what two ways? In a truthful way or in an untruthful way? Let's say you forgive somebody. Well, you can do it sincerely or you can do it insincerely. You can do it falsely. You can try, but maybe it didn't actually happen inside you. Maybe it didn't click. Maybe you need to forgive yourself. That's what we talked about depression was. Well, you can say, okay, I forgive myself. But maybe it didn't stick. Maybe it's not as easy as just saying that, right? Maybe there are other things you need to do to combat depression or anxiety besides just stop going against the light. You see what I'm saying? I think you have to be careful about focusing on that. And here's the analogy I'm going to draw, which I've already kind of drawn, is to car mechanics again. Sorry, everybody who doesn't care or know about car mechanics, but it's an easy analogy for me. Let's say going against the light is internal combustion. Okay, internal combustion is a basic principle of car mechanics. It's what makes the car go. And what internal combustion means is that the gas and the air mixed, and then the spark comes and it explodes, it expands, and that pushes the cylinder down, and that repeating that process, you can do work. You can drive that crankshaft and makes it spin and all that. And that's kind of the beginning. You could say, well, yeah, internal combustion is the reason cars go. And you could say, and the reason cars don't go is because they don't have internal combustion, because the internal combustion ceases. Yeah, you can say that. But there are lots of reasons why a car stops. And yes, internal combustion is a necessary part of that, but it's not what we would call the underlying cause necessarily. You might have an electrical failure. You might have a gas shortage. You might have some other mechanical failure, any number of things. You see the analogy I'm drawing here? So the same thing with going against the light. We talked about the light of Christ and how I think that's at least a primary source of light that we go against. Going against the light is as central as internal combustion, at least to me, I think it is. I think it's a good analogy to jump off from, at least. It's a necessary ingredient of it, but when you say, oh, car stalled, and somebody says, oh, what happened to your car? What's wrong with your car? You don't say, oh, well, the internal combustion stopped. Well, of course the internal combustion stopped, but that's not the cause of your car stalling. See what I'm saying? So a discussion of causality is in order here. Okay, many things cause the car to stall, or there are many factors. You've basically got many things going on for it to go. You've got to have the compression, you've got to have the spark, so you've got to have air, you've got to have gas. You've got to have the timing of the valves, timing of the spark, and, you know, that's just the basic internal stuff. You've also got to have the crankshaft's got to be working. You've got to have oil in there to make things work. You've got to have, you know, the gas pedal's got to be down for it to go anywhere. You've got to be in gear for it to go anywhere. You've got to have the ignition connected for it to go anywhere. You might have other electrical systems that sense if a person's in there. You've got to have the key. You know, all these things that are involved. You've got the wheels have to be connected to the engine. You can't have your brake on, you know, all these things. Well, what was the reason the car didn't go? Well, my key fob ran out of battery. And it didn't trigger the ignition system and it wouldn't go. So that's why I stalled on the side of the road. I don't know if that's a common reason or not. It's never happened to me, but let's say that happens. You wouldn't say, well, my internal combustion stopped. So in the same way, I would say going against the light is a necessary part. It's a necessary piece of the mechanism, necessary principle that's always happening, but it goes without saying. Just like an airplane crashing, okay, there are many causes. Causality is really a multitude of factors. And when you say something caused another thing, what you're talking about is not the cause, the only cause, because there are many factors in everything. Can you think of one where there's not? There are multiple factors. And when you say something caused another thing, what you're calling out is the primary cause or the primary factor, the one we should focus on, the one that stands out, right? So the same thing with emotional stuff, with psychology. All right. Here, we play a little music.
Well, it wasn't that hard, was it, to pull me in hook, line, and lead? You speak well, I love it. You got your words stuck in my head. You're blowing me flowers. You're blowing me what you need. You're blowing me down, well, pull me up, burn me back, something, something real on me. Man, you're killing me, you're killing me.
you're killing me, you're killing me. So, did we hit that analogy okay? Have I made my point okay? I think there's a lot that hangs on this. I think that if you're like me, you are always asking yourself, well, what should I do about this? Especially if you're in a kind of a bad place. At least that's what I do. I think to myself, oh, there's got to be something I can do, something concrete I can do. This is ridiculous. This is really hard. This is nigh unbearable. And there's got to be something I can do. I try hard. Don't know what I'm doing wrong. There's got to be something I can do. And I'm not sure the answer is that we're doing something wrong. And I'm not sure the answer is that we need to escape the kind of difficult situation we're in. I'm not saying that. I think maybe sometimes we over-importantize, what's the word I'm looking for? We think it's unbearable, or we think the thing to do is to get out of the situation, when really we need to relax about it a little and take it a little bit. And just, everybody's got hard things one way or another. For some of us, it's mental stuff. I'm not speaking with authority here. I just don't want to say for sure right now that we need to definitely do something to escape our situation. I'm not sure that's necessarily the point. Although we're here to alleviate this stuff, at least. So, should we play music again? Well, I tried to be quiet. I tried to just go right along. But you know I couldn't buy it. There's something wrong with your song. I tried to be patient. I tried to just understand. Well, you're blowing me down. Pull me up, pull me up. You can talk to the hand on me. Man, you're killing me, you're killing me, you're killing me. Can't you see that you're killing me, you're killing me, you're killing me. Me, man, you're killing me, you're killing me, you're killing me. Can't you see that you're killing me, you're killing me, you're killing me. Ooh yeah, you're killing me, you're killing me. All right, we're not done, because I want to talk just a little bit about what we do. Okay, I've left you in the lurch here wondering what in the world we do. What do we do about this really hard stuff? There's got to be something we can do. And I told you before how I think it can be tempting from a philosophical standpoint, maybe, to say, well, look, you can do anything two ways. You can forgive people sincerely or insincerely. You can give something to somebody sincerely or insincerely. You can tell somebody you love them sincerely or insincerely. I know there's more than that, but I hope you get my drift. Maybe I need to drive this home a little more later, but anything you try to do, it's theoretically possible to do it two ways, right? And it could just backfire. And anything you do from a bad state, kind of a bad mental state, will kind of backfire. It can't work. So you're probably thinking, well, so if I'm depressed, you say I can't do anything? And from a philosophical standpoint, I think it's tempting to say, well, the only thing you can do then must be to stop going against the light. But I don't think that's right. Am I repeating myself too much? I think the answer might be a number of things. So what can we do? All right, now it's time to read you a part of a talk by Ezra Taft Benson, where he talks about humility, okay? He says we can choose to be humble. He talks about pride, which maybe we'll get to another time. This is a landmark talk on the principle of pride. and how pride is the universal sin, the great vice, and that it touches us all. We all experience that. But we can actually choose to be humble. Well, wait a minute. How can you choose to be humble? You can't just automatically choose to be humble. Well, you're right. You can't choose to be humble just by saying, okay, I choose to be humble. There, snap, switch, I'm humble. Of course you can't do that. But listen to what he says we can do. Okay? We can choose to humble ourselves by conquering enmity toward our brothers and sisters, esteeming them as ourselves, and lifting them as higher than we are. We can choose to humble ourselves by receiving counsel and chastisement. We can choose to humble ourselves by forgiving those who have offended us. Okay? Now, I said a minute ago that we can do that two ways, right? It could not work. But he didn't say we can choose to humble ourselves by telling somebody we forgive them. He said by forgiving those who have offended us. So obviously he's talking about doing it in a truthful way. And listen, it can be hard to do that. We've talked about this before, but it can be extremely hard to forgive somebody or ourselves, right? It can take a long time. It can be very hard. It doesn't happen in an instant. Most likely it could, maybe, but chances are it will take a long time and a lot of maybe, I don't know what, hard work and prayer and fasting maybe, or if not, but those things don't necessarily have to be there, I guess, but they would help. Okay, continuing on the list. We can humble ourselves by rendering selfless service. We can choose to humble ourselves by going on missions and preaching the word that can humble others. We can choose to humble ourselves by getting to the temple more frequently. We can choose to humble ourselves by confessing and forsaking our sins and being born of God. We can choose to humble ourselves by loving God, submitting our will to His, and putting Him first in our lives. Okay? Some of those things, at least, are concrete actions you can do. Going to the temple. Do I want to get into that discussion? No, not right now. But let's say, no, he didn't say that. So I'm not. Why would I use that example? I was going to say reading the scriptures. But I'm sure he would say that. You can read the scriptures. That will help you be humble. You can pray. You can go in a place where you are spiritually nourished. You can place yourself in that position. You can nourish yourself spiritually, and that will help you be humble. Okay. I hope that was enlightening. Shall we say some other things that might be helpful to do? You can do a writing exercise. You can talk about collusion. That might help you. That might help you forgive somebody, or that might help you escape some bad pattern. You can write in your journal daily. You can be nice to people. You can do something for yourself if you need to do that. You can relax and enjoy stuff. Many things like that. You may, maybe go to therapy. Maybe medication is part of that. I don't know. All right. Well, I hope we have sufficiently covered this subject. Probably not, but at least we've touched on it. Well, this is the Should Be Known podcast, and I hope you had an enjoyable time. I hope you've learned something. Well, I'm Clayton Pixton, and this is the Should Be Known podcast, episode 20. And wasn't that hard, was it, to pull me in hook, line, and lead? You speak well, lie, love it. You got your words stuck in my head. You're blowing me flowers. You're blowing me what you need.
You're pulling me down, well, pull me up, blow me back, something, something real on me. Man, you're killing me, you're killing me, you're killing me. Can't you see that you're killing me, you're killing me, you're killing me? Killing me, man, you killing me, you killing me, you killing me, you killing me.
All right, have a good one. See you later.